So in Lech Lecha, the Sedra finishes up with the tzivu to Avraham Avinu and with the changing of his name and Sarai's name to Avraham and to Sarah with the Bris Milah. With the Bris Milah, finally Avraham becomes Jewish and the covenant of the Bris Milah is established with all of us. And it's this covenant of Bris Milah that separates us from everyone else. So my Rebbe, the Gaon of Ravarn Levi Salvechik, Skutu again Leinu, said there were two aspects of Mila, but of course we know this. There's a Chtiches HaOrla, that's cutting off of the foreskin, and then there's the Dam Bris, there is the blood of the covenant. And so the Rosh Hashiva mentions that there are two aspects of this. One is making man's physical body more perfect. In other words, man was created in an infinite, unfinished state to finish ourselves, to complete ourselves. But then the Dam Bris is talking about something else. That the covenant that was made with Noah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that all people must suffer. Everybody has to suffer. You can't get away with it. Jews, the Chtiches HaOrla, means that Jews have to suffer more for being Jewish. And no Jew can get away with this. All the Jews in the camps, all the Jews, whether they're religious, not religious, irreligious, anti-religious, a Jew's going to suffer more because he's Jewish. But then there's the Dam Bris. And the Dam Bris means that a Jew has to suffer with commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we suffer with commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll receive all sorts of brachos beyond those that we're going to get anyway, because the bris that God made with Ben Absarim means we're going to get Eretz Yisrael eventually. It was a unilateral covenant, but the Bris Milah is a bilateral covenant. In other words, it's a contract that we do something and a Kodesh Baruch will do something for us. So may we continue, as Avraham Avinu did, to devote ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just as Avram's name was changed from Avram and Sarai, Avraham implied Av Hamon Goyim, that Avraham Avinu was now obligated to help all of mankind, and Sarai became the mother, as it were, of all of the Gerim that were ever going to come from and join Klal Yisrael. And Israel, that's our destiny, that we have to be like Avraham and like Sarah, to suffer with commitment for Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring God's knowledge and God's blessing to the world. Good night of Shabbos.